the 60s on CHUM.
A long drive ahead of me. Guess I better turn on Chum or relax a little.
And now, Mozart's concerto for 14 clarinets and one wet teabag.
Oh, that's not Chum. Let's see now. Oh, there it is. I wonder why I couldn't find it.
If your car push-button radio isn't set right on Chum 1050 on your dial, just pop into Red Arrow Distributors, 2208 Danforth at Woodbine. They'll be glad to set it on 1050 for you, absolutely free.
The Chum Walking Man. This Tuesday, a man will walk the streets of Toronto, find this man, and win $1,000 in cash. The Chum Walking Man could be anywhere. If you approach him and say, CHUM is my favorite station, you will win $1,000. Say to everyone, CHUM is my favorite station. Listen for clues on Chum, and Tuesday, find the Chum Walking Man.
Visit your nearest FINA station to pick up a Chum litter box. When a Chum cruiser stops you, if you have a litter box in your car, you'll win a prize or prizes ranging from a silver dollar to binoculars or portable radio. Pick up your Chum litter box at the nearest FINA station.
Pete Nordheimer has left CHUM. We're looking for a new announcer. If interested, you may be the man for us. If you can wear water shoes, walk 26 miles, or walk 26 miles while wearing water shoes. Announcing experience, an asset, but not necessary. If you're the kind of a man who's never allowed anyone to kick sand in your face on the beach, then send color slides of both your face and the beach, along with your application to New Announcer, CHUM Toronto.
Another Chum First!
CHUM, pioneering mobile radio in Toronto. Watch for the Chum Mobile Broadcast Trailer, a complete broadcast studio, a new addition to CHUM's mobile broadcast fleet.
Another Chum First.
This is Bill Dryly. Tonight at 6:30, I'll tell you why my flinty old heart is bleeding. Yes, after all these years in the news business, they finally got to me right here. So I'm writing a letter to Abigail Van Buren, the lovelorn columnist, because she's really the one who's breaking up that old gang of mine. Listen tonight at 6:30.
Every day on CHUM, you'll hear Al Belisca, John Sprague, Bob McAdory, Mike Darrow, Dave Johnson, and Bob Lane. Here's what famous movie queen Joan Crawford has to say about the six Chum DJs.
And these are not juvenile delinquents. They're nice kids. Nice kids in trouble.
Thanks a lot, Miss Crawford.
Gosh. Thanks, Miss Crawford.
Talent in Toronto. CHUM's famous opportunity program, Talent in Toronto, is back for another exciting musical season. Talent in Toronto showcases Canadian vocalists seeking professional recognition. Talent in Toronto is heard each Sunday night at 11 on CHUM, featuring the Herbie Helbig Trio.
To celebrate being officially number one station in Toronto, Chum is giving away novel prizes to number one people. We have here a gentleman who is number one in his line of work. What is your name, sir?
Bill Board.
Bill Board, and this is your wife here.
That's right. My name is Ola.
Ola Board. Well, do you have people making fun of your names?
No.
And you have two sons.
Yes, our oldest son is Card, and then there's Little Dart.
Nobody pokes fun at your names?
No.
Well, from the number one station, CHUM, here's a brand new roll of Sticky Feet flypaper.
Did you say Chum? Funny name, Chum. Really, you're kidding.
No.
Chum checks from the X. From the Chum Mobile Station at the Prince's Gates, Chum checks from the X.
Ladies and gentlemen, the big moment appears to have arrived. So we take you now to our transmitter.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In just a few seconds from now, we're going to throw the switch that makes CHUM Toronto's most powerful day and night station. All right, studio, we're ready to begin the countdown. 10. Nine.
Here, don't let anyone in the studio. This is a big moment.
I must get in. I have an important message. You can't stop
madam.
Me. Eight. Citizens of Ontario, you might
madam.
Join the thousands of daily lovers the whole world.
Seven.
Daily snapping must be stopped.
Six.
While the United Nations awaken the world to our plight.
Five.
Don't give up the battle, you brute.
Four. Three.
two, one, now!
Win 1050 from 1050! When you visit the CNE, make your first stop the Chum Mobile Station at the Princess Gates. Get your Chum badge and wear it the rest of the day. If a Chum announcer stops you and you're wearing a badge, he'll give you $10.50 in cash and samples of these fine products. Blend 19 Nescafe, Linda Lee Biscuits, McLaren's Olives, and Monarch Cake Mixes. See you at the X where you can win $10.50 from $10.50.
The Magnificent Seven Singers. Listen, each of the seven Chum announcers will sing one line in the following song.
We're seven swinging DJs. Now seven singing DJs. No. Oh, we can't sing, we just have fun. Right here on Radio One Toronto. John Sprague, Mike and Al, Nordheimer, JJ's pal, Fat Dave Johnson and Bob Olane, our singer will give you a pay forever.
Attention, all other radio stations now tuned to CHUM. Why waste valuable man hours listening to this station for ideas? Simply write to CHUM on your station letterhead requesting our copycat kit. Chum's copycat kit contains a full set of instructions and details concerning Chum's newest contests, jokes, and programs. If you act now, you'll receive as a bonus a valuable booklet entitled 25 Reasons Why Only One Radio Station Can Be Number One. Kits will be sent only to licensed broadcasting stations. Write today. Simply say, I'm a copycat. That's copycat kit, Chum Toronto.
Twist with Chum. It's in the record bars now, a new album called Twist with Chum. Hear the Bob Keane Big Band with a whole album of twist numbers. On the outside cover, see the Chum announcers all twisting. What's more important, all Chum proceeds from this album go to the Society for Crippled Children. It's our dance, so we insist you twist with Chum.
Hi, I'm Dick Clark. I'm a Chum bug. Are you?
Independent and dependable, the Chum News Bureau serves you right.
Presenting the Battle Buddies, Mike and Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dave Johnson.
Hi, Mike Darrow.
Hi, Dave Johnson, who's been running Chum's most popular feature of 1961, The Battle of the New Sounds.
Hi, Mike Darrow, who now has Chum's most popular feature of 1961, The Battle of the New Sounds, in your show.
Hi, Dave Johnson, who features The Battle of the New Sounds Monday through Friday on your show at 8.05 p.m.
Hi, Mike.
We have across from our Chum microphone now one of our fortunate few listeners who actually had a chance to meet all of the Chum disc jockeys. Al Belisca, John Sprague, Bob McAdory, Mike Darrow, Dave Johnson, and Bob Lane. He spent an evening with them sociably. I know many of you listeners would like to do the same. So, sir, perhaps you could tell the folks listening now just what it was like spending an entire evening sociably with the six Chum disc jockeys.
They can make your whole evening positively disgusting. Just sit next to these cats and, ugh.
Thank you very much, sir.
When a cosmonaut who doesn't eat hot dogs was asked if he'd go up in an American space capsule, he replied he could not answer until he heard the voice. A cosmonaut who doesn't eat hot dogs will listen to the voice. Why don't you, beginning this Friday, midnight, on Chum.
CHUM's Spring Cleaning Contest. Simply send in your name, address, and phone number. We'll select one name, and if it's you, the Chum announcers will come to your house or apartment. We'll broadcast direct from your place all day, and the Chum DJs will roll up their sleeves and do your spring cleaning for you. Send your name, address, and phone number to Spring Cleaning Contest, CHUM Toronto.
Spring.
CHUM covers the Cuban crisis. The entire CHUM News staff is standing by on 24-hour alert, bringing you first, fast, factual coverage of the Cuban situation. 24 hours a day, CHUM covers the Cuban crisis.
By popular demand, Radio Race. In response to your calls and requests, Radio Race is definitely coming back to CHUM. Radio Race was far and wide Toronto's most popular cash fun game. You'll hear the CHUM jockeys in an exciting horse race. You can play win, place, or show, and there are surprise quinellas worth $25.
CHUM, sound of the 60s.